This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, Todd Broussard, who is this year's race director for the Copper Dog 150 Sled Dog Race. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Hi, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Todd, for our listeners who may not know and may not venture as far north as you are, what is the Copper Dog 150 Sled Dog Race?
Well, the Copper Dog 150 is a professional class 150-mile sled dog race. Teams in this competition have 10 dogs on them. We get about 30 to 35 pro-class teams. We also have a recreational race that's a little bit shorter. It's only 35 miles. This is only our second annual event. We did this for the first time last year, so we're still a little bit of novices and newbies at it, but it's shaping up to be a really great event this year.
And it sounds like you got a lot of community involvement. This is not a few guys that want to have a sled pulled getting together to try to figure out how to go 150 miles. It sounds like a whole community support. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. In fact, we need so many members of the community, both for just working the trails, for doing sponsorships, for lending us gear. It takes about 300 volunteers out simultaneously to run this event. We have something like 30 crossings that we have to man where the trail system crosses either major highways or back county roads just to keep these mushers safe.
Now you've been planning this for the last couple of years. Are you an experienced dog teamer?
Absolutely not. You know, I get on and I get behind a race team and I mush like a great website developer.
Yeah, as long as you have like the ability to keep on online, you can get on pole, huh?
Well, I can definitely blog about what they're doing.
There you go. Mush.
Yeah, exactly.
Right from your living room.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Well, it's easy for me to understand being a radio host who has no radio experience. I completely understand.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can see where that works.
Well, thanks for dedicating yourself to this. You know, being the director can't be easy. And
no.
just being passionate about something that you don't do on a day-to-day basis is really, really commendable.
Yeah, well, you know, I was warned by a musher when we first looked into doing this event. He said that, you know, being a race director is a tireless, thankless job that does nothing but ruin your life.
Okay, well, we thank you right now, so it's not thankless.
But I'm definitely experiencing that, as well as several other of the core people that are you know, at the heart of this event. There's just a lot to do. I mean, we have to do everything from get land usage permissions from land holding companies and individual landowners, to getting insurance, to actually finding the trail, GPSing the trail, going out and making sure that the trail is clear. We have to, you know, cut out stumps and remove trees and put up snow fencing. You know, we have to do all kinds of crazy scheduling. We have to find 300 people that want to stand out in the cold for 4 hours at a time in the middle of nowhere, you know, at 5 degrees below, and, you know, cheer these mushers on as they go through and make sure that they're not going to have a collision with a car or a snowmobile. You know, it's like one thing after another.
Well, probably it does help to have a special class of people called the Youpers, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. They don't know that it's kind of, you know, stupid to be out in the cold.
I'm telling you what, you would not get 300 people from Lansing standing out in that cold. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is one of our objectives. One of the mission, the items in our mission statement is to kind of bring national attention and bring people in from out of the area. And we actually are already starting to get that even in our second year.
Well, just make sure you have hot chocolate. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the things that we do is, like, at the crossings, you can have a bonfire, and you can have treats and food and stuff like that, and we're definitely supporting all of that. We're also supporting that people clean up after themselves, because that was one little thing we overlooked last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at all the crossings, we ended up having little messes, and, you know, across 150 miles of trail, that's kind of hard to clean up after the fact.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like having a party, and then everybody leaves, and you're like, wait a a minute. We forgot about that part.
We absolutely forgot about the cleanup.
Okay.
Well, Todd, let's talk about the geography of this race. What locations does the race go through for people who are familiar with the UP so that they could understand the kind of the geography of where this race goes?
Well, the race starts in downtown Calumet, Michigan. It's actually a bit of a historic district, and it's a perfect start because Calumet, Michigan, is like the hub of the Keweenaw. The Keweenaw is just a beautiful peninsula where there's all kinds of great nature and communities and trails, and it's a perfect place for us to start this event. So what we do is we get all these mushers into town. We do all the vet checks. We, you know, check on the dog's health. That's a huge thing. We're a pet-friendly event. And we take these dogs and we get them all ready to go, and then we line them up, and then we send them off at night. This is the first stage is actually overnight, and we send them out into the woods with nothing but 10 dogs, a sled, and a headlamp, so that they might be able to see some dog butts, you know, for the next 50 miles. And then they go up to a community called Eagle Harbor, which is a nice community that's right off Lake Superior. And then that's on Saturday. And then we get them up to Copper Harbor, which is at the point of the peninsula. And then on Sunday, we turn around and we come back.
And it's the same person through the hole, or do they switch?
No, it's the same dogs. It's the same musher. The mushing teams have handlers. These are people that will be at the checkpoints for them to help them with the care of their dogs. It is a 150-mile race, and, of course, they're doing those 50-mile legs while, standing on a sled.
So that's
anywhere, we estimate anywhere from 4 to 6 hours that you're standing basically behind the sled. And this is considered like a mid-distance or a sprint race.
Yeah.
Some of these races are 400 miles with 90-mile legs. So it's really amazing what these mushers are able to do.
And without sleep.
And without sleep. Yep. Well, I don't know. I understand that it is possible if you got a good dog team in a straightaway that you might be able to
doze a little bit.
Squat down and doze a little bit. Yeah, I think you can do
Waking up down a cliff and you're wondering how you got there.
That's right. they put a lot of faith in these dogs and their ability to follow the trail.
Yeah, that's probably better me. The problem I had with the Chevette I tried once is I fell asleep, but it wasn't nearly as generous as dogs might be. It didn't seem to understand which way the road went.
Yeah, probably didn't eat as much dog food either.
Well, no, that's true. Now, as far as the race purse, what kind of prizes can these mushers win for being in this race?
Well, we want to be a professional class race, and what that means, we want to pull in pro class teams. And last year when we started out, we were able to put a purse together that was $9,500, and we pay out the 10 places. So when you're looking at like a first and second place, last year I think we were around like $3,000 for first, $2,000 for second.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had no idea last year if we were going to be able to raise any money, if how the community support was going to look. We didn't know any of that. I mean, it was a completely new race. Well, we ended up raising $42,000, which kind of shocked us that we were able to do that. And so this year, we were willing to take a little bit more of risk in terms of a purse. So this year, our purse is $20,000, with the first place being $6,000, second place being $5,000, and on down from there.
And have you seen a difference in the sign-ups? Has it raised the gain?
Well, this is going to get back to something we were chatting about earlier about experience with mushing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know at this point, personally, if I were to look at a list of names, I would know the difference between, you know, a mom and pop from next door and a world-class musher.
Right.
However, when I do talk to other mushers, they say, oh, so-and-so is in it, and so-and-so's coming from Canada.
Right.
All these teams coming from Canada, wow, they're tough. And I do know some of them. I knew Lloyd Gilbertson, and I know Bruce Magnus, and I know these guys from last year. And these are people that are professional. They do this for a living. It's their only income. They have kennels with 300 dogs or 150 dogs. And, you know, when they look at a race, they're going to come up and they're not going to take first. They're going to take first, second, and third.
Oh, my.
You know, they're going to clean up.
Okay.
You know, because they're going to send teams up. So, yeah, we're excited. Last year, we topped off at about 20 professional teams by race weekend. This year, we still have at 2 months of registration to go, where we're still open to take new teams. We were at 22. So we believe that the race is going to grow this year. And our goal is 35. That's what we'd like to see in the pro class.
Wow.
Now, are any of these racers people, and again, you may not know this, who are Iditarod racers or experienced to that degree?
I think that what you'll find is, like, for instance, some of the dogs, they have heritage that comes from Iditarod racers and things like that. But what I learned, we went to a symposium over the summer on dog sledding, and what we learned was that there's a really big difference in marathon dogs, or dogs that are designed to go for 1,000 miles, or like in the Yukon, I think that's almost 3,000 miles. It's a different breed of dog. These dogs aren't they're kind of big, they're kind of fatty, you know, to stay warm and have energy. They only run at 5 miles an hour, but they can run for a long time.
Okay.
You know, where if you look at the dogs that are in our race, these are scrappy, mean, athletic, aggressive dogs that, you know, they want to run, they want to go fast, and they're running anywhere from, you know, 12 to 16 miles an hour.
So kind of more like a sprinter rather than a marathon runner.
Yeah, right, exactly. I guess I'm not super experienced at this. I'm still learning, but I guess these dogs are like a cross between a husky and like a hound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've heard them referred to as Euro hounds and things like that. So they're bred to have components that keep them warm and be able to deal with the winter, but they also have components that are just built for speed. You know, large paws, large pads, things like that.
Well, we certainly hope you get a lot of attendance of people outside your immediate area, so it starts pulling more and more people.
Well,
I'm sure that's the catalyst.
Well, that's the idea. What we've learned is if somebody comes up here and just checks it out, if they come up for a visit, they will almost invariably come back for like a family vacation. And a lot of times the family vacations turn into annual visits.
Right.
And so the potential for this event, say over 20 years, to just, you know, bring attention to our area, which really depends a lot on tourism, it could really help.
Well, there's no doubt. It sounds like a fun event, and if you ever get me there, you'll find me with the hot chocolate at the campfire.
Yeah, stoking a fire. Yeah, I'm just going to check out the fire here, folks.
That's pretty much how it'll go. Well,
exactly. Well,
we've been talking this morning with Todd Broussard, who is the race director for the Copper Dog 150 Sled Dog Race. Good luck with everything, Todd. We hope everything works out great.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Well, we appreciate your coming on the show.
Okay.
All right. Have a great one.
Let me throw this out.
Please.
www.copperdog150.com.
Okay.
If you want to check out more about the event.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.